The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And welcome, everybody. Jay Oliver here. Another round of Ask the Medical Experts, all regarding, of course, the Peconic Bay Medical Center. Each and every week, we give you an individual in charge as far as the department is concerned and what makes this great hospital run. Today, we focus on an old friend, Dr. Agostino Savone, general surgery, robotic surgery, he in charge of. Always great to have him back on the show. I'll tell you, I was thinking about you, a couple of weeks ago, saying, hey, when's Savone coming back on? And I got my wish.
Well, good morning. Hey, it's great to be back. Thanks for having me on.
It was Dr. Savone who got me through my hernia surgery. So he kind of kept me at bay and everything else. I've never had surgery before. So he kind of, he was a big component as far as making me feel good. So I'll never forget you for that, pal.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
And I feel really good, too. All's good. So tell us a little bit about yourself. We start off by letting the audience know a little bit about, the experts involved here. So let's talk about you and what you do as the Program Director of General Robotic Surgery at the Peconic Bay Medical Center, my friend. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I've been out at Peconic Bay since 1999. It's hard to take that. I've been here for 23 years or so. It's incredible. But the thing that I started when I came here is I really got into minimally invasive surgery. That was part of my training, and so I was kind of innovative in that sense when I first came. And then moving on, fast forwarding to beyond laparoscopy, robotics became the field that I was really intrigued with, because it's as if you got a screwdriver you can turn a screw in, or now I have a power screwdriver that I can bend around corners, so to speak. It still screws in a screw, but I can finesse it a lot better, and that's kind of what the robotics has enabled for me and for all of us that use robotics at Peconic Bay. I think it was back in 2007 or 8 that we became the first hospital, community hospital on Long Island to have a robot, and it's kind of progressed from there.
Spoken about that before. It's amazing the technology advancements, which we'll get into a little bit later. So when we're talking robotic technology, that's impressive, right? And PBMC has implemented every aspect of that, correct, Doc?
Yeah, sure. So, robotics is not the robot doing the operation, as some perceive. It's the surgeon doing the operation. But it's the tool of the robot that kind of creates a situation that allows for better visualization. We can see things in 3D, three dimensions, high definition. As if you immersed yourself into the field that you're operating on, and you can see such detail that that translates in the long term, that blood loss is a lot less, there's a lot less discomfort after having an operation. Operations that by standard would be done through an open large incision now can be done through small holes. Certainly that's laparoscopy, where you use thin instruments, and then robotics has gone beyond the evolution of minimally invasive surgery to allow surgeons do things where they wouldn't do it normally laparoscopically, now are able to do it robotically and have the same effects of laparoscopy, is that you have faster return to work activities, less pain, less blood loss, all that goes along with it.
Key here. Now, I'm just curious. I don't think I've ever asked you this. In the operating room itself, how do you control the robot? Is it controlled through a computer, manually? How do you do that?
So there's three components to the robot. There's the brains, which is with a tower where all the wires connect to. There's a monitor to it and so forth. There are fiber optic cables that are hardwired to the other two components, one of which is the surgical arms, and this is what gets driven up to the side of the patient and positioned to hold instruments that go through little tubes or trocars into the abdomen. And then the control that the surgeon has is through the other component, which is the console, which has a visor with two lenses, because the lenses that we use in robotics has stereo vision, and little joysticks that we put our fingers into and our hands into, and that's what directly controls the arms. So the robot's not doing anything, not yet anyway. It's not automated yet where I can push a button and then go have my cup of coffee or so. Not yet.
Right.
But that may happen.
That's what I figured. I figured Savone just puts the thing on, you know, he presses the button.
Yeah.
He goes out, has a Danish and a cup of tea, and he's back in and sews them up. So, not the case.
Not the case. I'm there the whole time and controlling everything. So what otherwise, you know, done through an open operation, my hands are in the abdomen doing the operation. Otherwise, laparoscopy, I'm using instruments standing at the bedside, opposing the instruments. Robotically, I'm about 5 feet away from the patient, controlling the arms in a different fashion. And the instruments that are used are much more sophisticated than regular laparoscopic instruments, where they can bend around corners and twist and turn, and it allows for such a nice, finesseful operation.
Yeah, so there are plenty of benefits of the initiative to bring this type of technology into the operating. I mean, it's operating room. It's unbelievable when you think about it, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's. I foresee this becoming the standard of what we do surgically, and it's kind of getting there now in various fields. Like for instance, prostates for urology. The standard for doing a prostatectomy is robotic, where in the past it was through a big incision and so forth. So This will kind of continue in with the various subspecialties.
Sounds good. Talking with Dr. Agostino Savone, we're talking robotic surgery here at BBMC. Let's talk about robotically some of these surgeries being performed, Doctor. How is it? Or we should let's go first on the types of surgeries that can be performed robotically, at least. Go ahead.
Yeah, so like I said, urology was kind of the onset of what was used for robotics back in the early 2000s. And then in the mid-2000s, it became more popular with some of the other subspecialties, gynecology, for instance, general surgery, and thoracic surgery. There are places where they do thyroid surgery with using the robot. And the reason being is that the detail that you see and that you can go through the tissue is so clear that it creates such a nice dissection. At Peconic Bay, we have gynecologists performing robotic surgery, general surgery, urologists, thoracic surgeons, and GYN oncologists. So we have a wide array of different subspecialties that use a robot. And by the way, we obtained another robot. We have two robots at Peconic Bay as the volume has been increasing in its use. And starting in this past January, we have our second robot.
A line that you draw as far as having surgery on somebody being done in a robotic sense as being, compared with maybe opening up a little bit more? I mean, is there a line that you kind of have in your mind when you do that, when you have that thinking?
Sure. I mean, you have to rely on the comfort of the surgeon to kind of say that, yeah, this is something that's feasible. I mean, there are situations where, you wouldn't do it through a minimally invasive technique. Say a surgeon who's unfamiliar, not unfamiliar, but just kind of understands the difficulty when patients had multiple operations before, and the scar tissue potentially creates a greater risk of injuring the intestines, blood, bleeding, and so forth. That doesn't necessarily say that it's contraindicated to do any type of minimally invasive procedure, but again, it's based on the comfort of the surgeon in performing that through a minimally invasive technique. I mean, there's a lot of operations that I do, particularly with these large abdominal hernias, incisional hernias, people who have had previous repairs, they've failed or what have you. who have a lot of scar tissue on the inside of their abdomen. That's a not an unfamiliar territory for me, and I have I wouldn't say that it's contraindicated to do it just because of that. It all depends on the situation.
There you go. Important stuff. We're going to take our break. Interesting, as always, talking with you, Dr. Agostino Savone. We're talking robotic surgery, folks, the new day and age as far as technology is concerned in the operating room. And we will get back to more conversation with Dr. Agostino Savone. Jay Oliver here. You're listening to another round of Ask the Medical Experts. We're talking the Great Peconic Bay Medical Center, and we will return the conversation right after these words. We're back. Dr. Agostino Savone is my guest. You're listening to Ask Medical Experts. Jay Oliver here for Peconic Bay Medical Center. Dr. Savone in charge of general surgery, robotic surgery. Fascinating as far as the tech, where it's been, and where it will go. You know, what kind of advances do we see from here, which is amazing in itself when you think about it. Doc, we know it's minimally invasive robotic surgery. What does this mean? Why does it enhance the overall experience of the patient? Go ahead.
Yeah, so again, it's minimally invasive surgery. It's performing operations that otherwise would be performed through large open incisions. So it's the difficult operations where you know, the surgeons may feel they have to get their hands in there to do what they have to do. Otherwise, with standard laparoscopy, it may prove to be difficult. And so robotics has enabled surgeons to perform some difficult operations where otherwise they would be performed through open technique, now offering patients minimally invasive surgery. And that's kind of now, as the evolution goes on with robotics, I think it starts to become the standard of how we do surgery. The patients benefit from it, certainly, because of, you know, other reasons for less blood loss, early recovery, less pain postoperatively. You know, getting out of the hospital faster. A lot of what I used to do, have people in the hospital for a few days, now they're going home the same day. It's remarkable the transition that and how well people do postoperatively and how they feel.
No question. Dr. Agostino Savone, we're talking robotic surgery. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the new day and age. You know, it's the new day and age. And, you know, it's about the patient. It's about recovery. So much involved here. PBMC recently rated, Doc, I was reading, one of the best robotic surgery centers in the country. That's unbelievable. By the Surgical Review Corporation. How has that revolutionized healthcare? I mean, in general, PBMC, based on that.
So these organizations that create centers of excellence, they require centers to have certain criteria and quality controls and so forth. So it's a good thing to have to kind of ensure that you know, the patients are going to do well. There's low complication rates, low infection rates, what have you. And so we recently applied for a center of excellence, and we had no difficulty in obtaining that, which was nice. And that was based on the volume of surgery that the surgeons perform, and the low complication rate, and how we have our policies and protocols for robotic surgery, and how we do it, and how the room is set up, and who's trained, and so we were very happy to obtain the Center of Excellence in robotic surgery.
Good stuff. I mean, when that happens, you know, you're standing at the very top of the mountain, without a question about it. The surgeon performing the surgery, how has this technology kind of changed your overall outlook, your day-to-day, so to speak, Doc?
Sure. So laparoscopic surgery, the surgeon has to stand at the bedside. And sometimes in a long day, and we'll do, I particularly will do 4 to 5 cases in a day. There was times when I was doing 7 7 cases or so, and that gets to be a little toilsome. You know, the fatigue that you start having, and then, you know, as we get older, like I said, I've been here for 23 years. My back starts hurting and so forth when I'm standing too long. So robotic surgery, the surgeon is sitting behind the console with their back straight, the posture's really well, and so that kind of allows me to kind of have a long day without being so fatigued. So the ergonomics has become part of robotic surgery too, because this will allow surgeons to perform more years without less fatigue. And certainly the whole quality aspect from patient reference is even enhanced. So
important, no question, Dr. Agostino Savone. Doc, let me ask you, the situation, as far as what we mentioned, you know, the technology is amazing, and it continues to seem to advance itself. What are some of the innovations that we may see with this? I mean, I'm sure there's more to go as far as rope is concerned regarding the technology aspect of robotic. But what are we to see in the coming years? I mean, you're right there, front and center. What can you tell us in there?
Yeah, so there's going to be new robotic surgery platforms coming onto the market, and so that kind of drives the prices coming down and so forth and what have you. But in terms of the technology, beyond just looking on the inside and seeing what's on the surface of the organs, the liver, the spleen, whatever you're looking at, you superimpose, say, a CAT scan or a three-dimensional MRI or so into that image of what you're looking through the actual lens, and all of a sudden surgeons recognize that if you have a tumor on the inside of your liver, where on the surface you will see nothing other than normal liver, and you superimpose an image that tells you where to go and kind of shows the surgeon where to go, where the blood vessels are that you have to avoid and so forth. So that's going to be the next enhancement with robotic surgery, is sort of using other technologies like CAT scan, three-dimensional CAT scan, or different types of scans to look for tumors in particular, or sort of highlighting the blood vessels that you're heading towards and so forth. I think that's going to be what's going to happen in the next, say, 5 years. There's a lot of stuff going on what's going to happen in the next 10, 20 years, which is very interesting, too.
And I know some procedures around the heart can be done from a laparoscopic sense, so to speak. But will we ever see more advancement as far as in and around the heart and some of these other, surgeries in which people have to be fully opened up and whatnot here? Are we going to see advancements in that regard? I would think the tools could be there for that somewhere down the line, no?
Yeah, I would say pretty much anything that can be done through an open incision can also be done using robotics. One of the procedures I do is a hiatal hernia repair. What a hiatal hernia is the stomach ends up going, getting pushed up into the middle of the chest through the diaphragm, where normally the stomach is below the diaphragm. And that procedure traditionally with open technique was an incision in the abdomen and an incision in the left chest. And doing this minimally invasive, you're just doing 5 little pencil thin incisions in the abdomen using long instruments and so forth. I can get way up behind the heart into the middle of the chest to pull the stomach down and so forth. And thoracic surgeons do this as well to kind of get into these areas. Cardiac surgeons do it as well to get into those areas. The detail that is seen is just remarkable, and that's what really kind of translates into better outcomes at the end of the day.
No doubt. Doc, people listening right now, where would they go to learn more about the robotic surgery department at PBMC? Where would they go for that?
So, I'm just looking it up now, and I think on our website there's a robotic surgery page that if you search on the Peconic Bay Medical Center site and robotic surgery, you'll kind of get to that page. Certainly, as a general surgeon, I perform most of the robotic surgery. Most of what I do are Anything inside of the abdomen, these complex hernias, redo hernias, hiatal hernias. I do colon surgery, stomach surgery, anything in the abdomen pretty much that I, over the years have done through laparoscopic techniques or open operations. I do them pretty much all robotically now. My office number is 631-728-0393. That's one way to get in touch with me. Otherwise, it'll be the website at Peconic Bay Medical Center.
Excellent job. Are more people now coming back? You know, the pandemic and everything else, a lot of people kind of, you know, did a little hideaway there. You get a sense, though, more people are back in play?
Yeah, it's incredible. It looks like the floodgates have opened up after 2020. It seems as though people are kind of moving on and kind of getting taken care of what has been bothering them for years, and as well as the acute problems that happen through the emergency department as well, because it's incredible. Peconic Bay has really transitioned into a wonderful place, a great place of quality. We're 4 stars out of 5, and we're only progressing to more good things to come. I think that creates an attraction where people are coming to Peconic Bay because they recognize that the hospital is doing such a great job.
You're doing a great job. You always have. Can't wait to talk to you again. The great Dr. Agustina Savone, ladies and gentlemen, general surgery, robotic surgery. This is the man. Trust me on that one. Just an overall great guy. Great talking with you. I look forward to the next time. How's that?
Same here. Take care.
Always a pleasure. Great Dr. Savone. Hey, Jay over here. We'll do it again next week. Stay well. Stay safe. Overall, stay healthy. We'll see you then.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.